into anybody's program to make life just stronger, more livable, to make you happier with each one of your workouts, and to drive more energy into you and into your everyday living while protecting and strengthening joints. And that's really my area of expertise. So I'm not huge on introductions. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time in there. Topher Farrell has come on board with us because he's a professional multimedia specialist, and there is a lot of truth behind using music to be able to boost your energy and get a better result. And with somebody like Topher, who has both the music and the video and every other aspect of multimedia down so well, partner with BJ and I, we know we can deliver you something that's never been done before. And that's exactly our goal, to listen to your feedback and give you the best possible thing. BJ, do you have anything to add to that?
To the Topher component, Topher is really the missing link for my business, the ability to essentially build a digital solution for people that are looking for the result at home, on the road. Anywhere. So I'm very excited to, we're very lucky to have Topher on board, and, between my working with a large group of boot campers on a regular basis, and Dr. K being specialized in physical therapy and all that good stuff, I think we're putting together something here that is really, really special. So I look forward to what's going to come of it.
Thank you so much for the addition there, and absolutely, Topher, we are just thrilled to have you. Are you on the call right now, Topher? Can you hear us? We seem to be missing him somewhere. He might just be on listener-only mode. I'm going to go ahead and get started here. As you guys can see on your screen now, I did get confirmation that people are able to see this. So if you're not, I do apologize. I will be minimizing the screen from time to time to address any questions as they come up. But largely, we just want to give you the best information out there. So we're just going to let loose. Without further ado, tonight is the Rapid Fat Loss Webinar. Again, this is BJ Gador, Topher Farrell, and myself, Dr. K. The objectives of tonight's discussion are really going to be to explain the theory behind rapid fat loss, really to understand what the differences are between program design to be able to get you the best results in the smallest amount of time, and why those theories exist. We're also going to discuss the best methods to rapid fat loss. So not only are we going to talk about the principles of why this stuff's supposed to work or does work, but we're actually going to get into the methods and show you, which I think is oftentimes what's missed. You either get the exercise demonstration or you get the theory, but very infrequently will you get both together. And that's a really exciting part about tonight's presentation. So sit tight. I hope you're going to enjoy it. We'll also provide examples of good and bad fat loss environments. This is probably the most overlooked area, and we'll have plenty of time to delve into this, but the reason this is so overlooked is because people end up spending all their time focusing on which exercise is right, which gadget's right out there, but what's actually missing for so many people is finding an environment that creates positivity with exercise, and examples of exactly how to do that, starting today, with things that you probably already have around you. It just makes all the difference in the world when it comes to your results. So let's go ahead and get started here. In terms of rapid fat loss theory, PJ, do you want to touch a little bit on why high intensity is important?
Well, I think the biggest misconception people make, that exists in the fitness industry, is the whole concept of the first thing people do when they want to change their bodies is they jump on the elliptical or a treadmill and they just go. And they go for long periods of time. And really, I'll give everybody that. It's very counterintuitive to think that a shorter, more focused workout is going to yield better results, because obviously, we kind of are in a culture of, the more you do volume, a culture of volume, if you will, basically, study as long as you can to get the grade versus, studying smart and in large, with large focus. So the deal with high intensity training, all right, you typically hear, fat burning cardio, doing aerobics helps burn more fat. Technically, it's true. It does. You burn more fat percentage-wise during aerobic training. The thing is, what you want to do to maximize fat loss is actually eat up as much sugar in your body as possible during your workouts. If you ever felt that burn during exercise, that burn in the muscles, that's pretty much your body eating up carbohydrate, and you do that with high-intensity training. Typically, in bouts of work between 30 to 50 seconds of all-out effort is when you maximize the carbohydrate burning process. And what happens when you eat up sugar in your body, you decrease your body's glycogen tank, the remainder of the day, during your rest periods, you're burning fat at a maximal rate. And that's really the switch we're making here, is that all these workouts are 20 minutes, they're focused, they're high intensity. There's tons of studies showing that for every effort of high intensity exercise versus the ordinary exercise counterpart, you'll burn 9 times more fat from it. So, you know, the science behind it, the real-world results behind it, the fact that it's going to actually be a plan that you can actually implement in your life as a busy person, that's what's so powerful about it. And, you know, aerobic training has its place. There's times when it's actually beneficial because there is only so much high-intensity training you can do, but usually it's after a high-intensity interval training session or a resistance training session where that will be a benefit.
Wow. Well, I think you just slammed him there, BJ. This is some great content already. If you don't mind, I'm going to delve a little bit piece by piece there and talk about some of the major points that you hit, because you just let out a ton of great information. One thing that you mentioned was that you can get 9 times greater effect when it comes to fat burning and weight loss from your exercise program by going about it this way and hitting short bursts where you're consuming sugar for a long time following your exercise bout. See, that's the magic. This is what people are missing. I wonder how many of you could walk into any gym that you've been in 1,000 times or down the street from you, walk up to a treadmill, okay, or the entire cardio section, look at all the machines, okay, take a solid glance at the people on the machines, and I agree, there's plenty of point to cardio, we'll get to that in a minute, but take a solid glance at everybody on those machines. Then I encourage you to walk back 4 months later and look at those same machines. First of all, you're going to notice 50% of the people have disappeared, and then you knew who the 50% were that are still there. Well, the shocking thing, and as much as cardio can be a good thing for your cardiovascular system, for blood pressure, cholesterol modification, all of these things, what's happening is these people are not getting results. They look exactly the same. Having worked in countless gyms across the United States at this point, and really seeing, even across Europe, the differences between the people who are resistance training and the people who are only doing cardio, it's night and day. The other thing that you'll notice is they match an intensity and they stay there for a long duration. So they keep the same intensity over a long duration, and that makes them really good at adapting to that particular intensity. You know, it's the sort of theory, well, there's actually a law about this called Wolf's Law that says that your body will respond to the stresses or demands placed upon it. Many of you would be familiar with this in English by suggesting the same thing as step aerobics. What happens? Why do people do step aerobics, especially women over the age of 45? To build bone and prevent osteoporosis. You see, by repeatedly stepping into something, hitting ground contact over and over again, you're adding compression through the long bones of your lower leg. And that compression, or that force over and over and over again, stimulates cells in your body to build more bone. Well then, wouldn't it speak well to say that since your body's going to respond to the stresses and demands you placed upon it, and this is a law that's been proven, that if you keep the same intensity over a long duration and you never vary it, and you never add resistance, but you always produce the same exact environment, that your body's going to become more efficient? And that might sound good, but it's not. You see, it's inefficiency with exercise and with nutrition that your body craves to be able to get incredible results. Because if it's inefficient, it uses more energy. And when BJ is describing consuming more sugar, we're not talking about more sugar for the 45 minutes that you're in the gym in and out. We're talking about more sugar for the next 48, 72, 96 hours to come. All right, now let's separate this. Let's draw a line right here. If you're taking notes on this, I want you to draw a line right across the middle of your piece of paper. Now, if that's the left-hand column, let's take a look at the right. Let's take a look at the benefits of cardio and create this distinction that really isn't discussed enough. What about stress management? Isn't cardio just great for your head? What about decreasing cholesterol by having even blood flow through your arteries and veins that you're picking at a particular intensity to help move some of that cholesterol out of your vessels? Okay. What about decreasing reliance on blood pressure medication and other medications by increasing circulation and decreasing dosages? Do you see how we're talking about two different areas here? We're talking about rapid fat loss in the left-hand column, and we're talking about other benefits, excellent benefits, reasons to exercise in the right-hand column. Now, it's not to say this high-intensity exercise can't help you on both sides, but the magic behind the success is based upon targeting a goal and working for it. Your left-hand column is the answer to that. Does that help clarify anything? Does that help out? BJ, anything to add there?
You know, I think all great points. I mean, really, really what you need to focus on with this, all right? Intensity is the only thing that makes your body change. That's it. I truly believe, and you'll experience with these workouts, will activate inside your body a fight-or-flight response that will force your body to change. It will shock your body to change. There's a reason why, you know, we weren't meant to run for long periods of time. We just weren't. We were meant to sprint, to stop and go, to hunt and kill. We're going to train your body the way it was meant to be trained. And again, there was no obesity problem when people used to hunt, because that's exactly what they did. It was high-intensity effort with recovery. And that's exactly the way we will train you. And again, you know, what Dr. K touched on, you know, typical steady-state cardio, in that there's a lot of recovery benefits, To touch on, if you're looking at really, really rapid fat loss, you do a 20-minute circuit type training workout or interval cardio session, take a 5-minute break, you allow your store check glycerides to dump into your bloodstream, then you do kind of that typical fat-burning cardio to accelerate the fat loss. But again, you'll notice everything stems off of this high-intensity foundation, this interval training foundation, and it really will be the difference between having a body you can't look at in the mirror and the body you just can't stop looking at in the mirror.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, it's so cool to see the difference in your body and how quickly it can change and evolve. And let's face it, if you don't get the cosmetic result, it's not the only area to focus on, but if you don't get the cosmetic result, what is your motivation to come back to the gym? And on that note, I mean, let's talk about building muscle. You know, if you don't build a bit of muscle for a base, if you're already plenty strong, sure, you can shave it down, that's fine. But if you don't build a little bit of muscle, if you don't learn how to manipulate your own body weight in the air in any and every direction possible and be able to sustain that contraction to really hold yourself in position, then how do you expect to be able to increase your metabolism? You see, muscle equals your metabolism, and you have to be able to put on a little bit of size to be able to shave down the rest and boost up your fat loss results. That's another limitation, in a sense, of only sticking at one particular intensity and one direction of movement over time. But if you build a little bit of muscle, muscle consumes proteins. Okay, and to consume protein takes more energy, so ultimately that means your metabolic demand is higher. And it's not just higher for the moment that you're exercising, but again, when we're talking about this window of a couple days to follow, there's a repair process that takes place. Every time that you build muscle and you use energy and hit this failure point that everybody else relates to soreness, there are two competing theories out there, and I'm an advocate to say that they're probably both right. One is to say there's increased lactic acid production following a workout, and it's the lactic acid that makes you sore. Most people are familiar with that one. The second theory is to suggest that every time you work out, what you're truly doing is having minuscule muscle tears take place, and these little minuscule muscle tears need to be repaired, and that's healthy. That's not the same as a muscle strain. These are really small tears. If you think about a muscle as like a million smaller muscles, this is the repair process that goes on from there. Well, in both of these situations, you're consuming more proteins, you're increasing metabolic demand, and your metabolism's higher. So that stands to argue that if you exercise every 3 days, and your metabolism's higher undergoing this repair process from building muscle for 3 days straight, that means your metabolism's higher all the time. Well, over a period of 6 months, for example, you can adapt and shift your metabolism altogether to be at a higher rate, and all of a sudden those people that you were looking at in your office or your neighbors or your friends, that you wonder why they're so lucky and they get to get away with eating a bit more and not seeing it just slapped onto their hips or thighs or bellies or what have you, all of a sudden you're one of those people. You know, I went through this myself, and I lost 32 pounds or 17% body fat, and I was the guy who said, I can't eat that donut. I'll definitely see it tomorrow. And now, I'm the guy that gets away with all that stuff, and you can be too. That's the truth. It really is, and it's amazing when you discover this process. BJ, do you have anything else to touch on in terms of building muscle?
In terms of the muscle gain, I think you hit it on the head. You're already describing the EPOC, you know, the excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, or just the recovery from exercise. That really is the gift that keeps on giving. It really is. You're trying to maximize the return to your investment. If you know that 20 minutes of high intensity can then yield 24 to 48 hours of fat burning, sometimes 70, there's been studies that show it can go past 48 hours, and anybody who's ever trained with real intensity, you can feel it. You just feel it the whole rest of the day. You just feel that something is going on, like you jarred something loose in a good way. It's really incredible. And two, the same thing with, you know, even the shift in terms of the way people train for marathons these days. People are doing a lot less long-distance stuff, especially the marathoners that are actually winning these events, because they're not going into a race broken down. There's tons of studies showing that not only is high-intensity interval training can help you build more muscle, okay, can help increase metabolism, can help burn 9 times more fat than ordinary exercise, but it also increases aerobic capacity even more than aerobic training alone. So you're looking at all these different benefits that can come from just one focused 20-minute high-intensity session versus, you know, literally going for hours. I think about the Jabala study that showed that 20 minutes of high-intensity intervals versus 2 hours of just steady-state work, same improvements in oxygen utilization. I mean, same improvements in aerobic conditioning. So you're looking 2 hours versus 20 minutes, okay? And that's not incorporating the differences in fat loss and changes in body composition. So, we could literally go on here forever. I mean, the benefits are numerous. They've been proven. in all walks of life, and you know, I just can't wait for you guys to get started on this stuff. I'm shaking right now.
I've been so excited all day. I don't know if you had a chance, BJ, to catch my blog video. I'm sure many of the people on this call did, but I was thrilled this morning as soon as I made it to the office. I just had to record another video and get everybody amped up on this. I think that we've definitely hammered this point home. The final point on this screen, on this slide, that I want to touch on, and feel free to jump in if you want to, BJ, is strengthening joints while burning fat. It wasn't really until I was halfway through my physical therapy education that I realized this. And I'd started my own personal training company. I'd gone from working as a trainer in a gym to starting my own company. I was thrilled about this idea. And next thing I knew, all the referrals I was getting were people that were injured, but I wasn't licensed to treat their injuries. I just wasn't licensed to do it, so I couldn't do it. So they were either going to rehab and seeing me, or just seeing me alone. And the results blew me away. See, these were people that wanted to burn off fat. They were people that had low back pain or shoulder pain or knee pain, and they knew that their weight was a contributing factor. And they wanted to burn the fat off, but you know what? To be frank, they didn't have enough time for rehab, and if they were going to spend that much time exercising after so many years of not doing it, they wanted to spend it losing weight. And I couldn't blame them. So my job was to exercise around the injury. My job was to understand the implications of the injury and exercise everything but the injury and leave that either for the rehab specialist, for the physical therapist, the chiropractor, the doctor, whatever it was, or for it to heal on its own. The results blew me away. You see, people were able to burn fat, their pain went away anyways, the endorphin release from exercise made their pain disappear the entire time we were there, and at the end of the day, they got as good or better fat loss results than everybody else, and their pain was gone. But not just their pain, the issue was gone at the heart of it. The true root of it has disappeared, as opposed to just strengthening and stabilizing a joint. So when it comes to really burning fat in the fastest way possible, I believe it stands to argue that you need to strengthen joints. And if you strengthen joints in just the right way by combining what I like to call two-for-one exercises, where you're getting multiple benefits from an exercise that you do anyways from a fitness perspective, if you do this, and you do it smartly, you don't spend any more time in the gym, but it keeps you coming back. It stops that injury list from happening, that 2 weeks out, the 1 week here, the 3 weeks there. Whatever it would take to cut away your motivation is now gone, and you have a near guarantee of preventing injury and living healthier for the rest of your life. I gotta say, that is the way to go. DJ, anything there, or is that enough said?
I think you hit it on the hammer. You can't lose fat if you're hurt.
That's for sure. All right, well, moving forward then, let's talk about some methods, because theory's great and all, but I know people want to hear about some methods here. So when it comes to rapid fat loss methods, there are certain things that stand above the rest, and I'm sure we're going to ad-lib a little bit here. It's a great opportunity for you to take out a pen and paper if you haven't done it already and really think about jotting down some of these points, because you can ask us for future videos or questions or anything else that you might have. But alternating pushing and pulling is really it's just an over-glorified way of saying that you're using one side of your body and then the other side of your body. If you think about it in no more complex terms than that, what you're doing is, as DJ was saying, you're shocking your system. You're revving up your system. You're making it say, like, whoa, what happened? And as a result, because you're resting one side while you're working the other, you can always bounce back and forth between exercises. It just really makes for excellent supersets. It makes for a tremendous way of being able to deliver blood flow with a muscle pump system. A muscle pump system of circulation is like one muscle contracts and then the next muscle up or on the other side contracts and so on and so forth to help your venous system or your veins drive blood back to your heart. And the reason that that's important is this is your deoxygenated blood. This is your blood without oxygen. So the sooner you can get it back to your heart, the sooner it can get oxygenated, which increases your endurance and the overall work capacity of your workout. So by alternating pushing and pulling, you can get a lot more out of your workout. You can either stay in the gym longer or get more work done in a shorter time. And that is what we want to talk to you about, is more work done in a shorter time. BJ, anything else on pushing and pulling there?
Well, you know, I think what you're describing here is density. Really, the secret to fat loss, training for fat loss, is improving density. Density means the amount of work you complete within a given period of time. You will lose more fat from workout to workout. If you accomplish more work, that means more reps, in the same amount of time or in less time. That's really the key, and that's how we're going to set up the training for you guys. Density is the key to fat loss. And density and intensity. There you go, a little
I like
1-2
that.
Punch.
That's exactly right, and that feeds right into upper body and lower body, BJ. I mean, it's the same concept. If you can be alternating between upper body and lower body, just like front and back of body or side to side, you're really increasing the density of each workout, and that's why we're able to get these results in such a quick amount of time, such a fast time, as we've done with personal video boot camp.
Exactly. And, you know, just to touch on that, too, part of what, you know, if you guys have those on the call today who have used the demo we hand out, the level 1, 2, 3 demo that Dr. A put together using the 5010 circuit. The 5010 circuit to me is, there's no, that, I think it's the king. It's the king of all fat loss workouts, because what you're doing there is, we know from a science standpoint that a max intensity set of 30 to 60 seconds maximally activates catecholamine hormones, which help mobilize and subsequently help you burn body fat, helps eat up sugars in your body to help you burn more fat the rest of the day. Okay? And we also know that we need maximal intensity, but what happens is, if you're doing 50 seconds all out on exercise, you know, you'll probably need about 3 to 5 minutes full recovery to get back to that same intensity the next round. But what we've done, okay, and with Dr. Kitsuch and the push-pull, or the upper body, lower body, typically what we do with our boot camps, that five exercise circuit, we do a double leg exercise. It goes right into a push exercise, upper body push. Moves into a single leg lower body exercise, flows right into an upper body pull, finishes off with a core movement of sorts, okay? That's a 5 minute circuit. So pretty much I can hit maximal intensity in every single work set, just absolutely crank it, but I have at least 5 minutes or four to five minutes at a time and doing that next work set again. So if I started with squats, okay, 50 seconds all out squats, and then, you know, I go right to the next four exercises, again, you're looking at 4 minutes before I come back to that exercise again. So I'm gonna get full recovery, but I'm constantly working. I'm, you know, you're going from movement to movement, you get recovery between exercises, you're burning as many calories as possible, you're causing maximal metabolic disturbance, you're just tearing it up. And then that's really what, you know, that's kind of a preview of what you guys are going to be getting with this personal video boot camp, is just that. This 5010 circuit, the combination of alternating sets to maximize, you know, the density of the training, get as much work done as possible in as short of a period of time, so you guys can get out of there and get on with your life.
PJ, that's just great info, and that's what this is really all about. Let's face it, time is the one factor that nobody seems to have any more of. With greater distractions, internet seemed to save time in the beginning, and now I find myself spending so much more time just sitting down in front of a computer because there's so many things I was curious about that I never knew, or so many new assignments or pieces of work that came out. What about the fact that now you can have a virtual personal trainer? What about the fact that now you actually can have somebody for a fraction of the cost out there for you, being able to design the optimal workout? Because they're putting their name on the line every single time they do. I mean, how about the fact that every day we have interactive conversation with all of our subscribers to be able to really listen and hear about what they're looking for, what you guys really need, and be able to design and customize a program just for that? Is that really so different just because you live in Africa and I live in the United States than being able to sit down one-on-one with me and have me analyze your exercise and work in a group with you from there? There's no way it is. And, you know, it really comes down to saving time and looking better and feeling great while you're doing it. Because if you get those three things together, I mean, you're just bound to keep coming back for more and more and more. And that's our goal, just to have everybody start as a fresh start, to take a group of people in personal video boot camp, and you know, we're really trying to take a look at the numbers and make sure that we can offer the best customer service out there, best client service, and the most attention, so that you guys can make sure that once you've invested in a program like this, that you know you're going to get results. But it comes down to taking action. And, you know, when we really sat down to do this, we said, should we just let in everybody that's ready and wants to register? And the answer was clearly no, because what we want to do is make sure you're not spending more time trying to learn things that should take you less. We want to make sure that we've lended a helping hand to the point where it's obvious what you need to do, and it's self-explanatory, and all questions have been answered, and all stones have been left unturned, or turned, rather. So let's get you in and out of the gym quickly. Let's teach you exactly why it only takes 20 minutes to be able to get an incredible fat loss effect from each one of your workouts, and why you can start doing this effective immediately. Training with an elite fitness professional has never been such a luxury and so easily done until now. And in particular, I know BJ and I have been seeing his name back and forth for years before I got to know him, and you know, I'm sure the same in reverse. And we've been following for the longest time the best fitness professionals that you can find out there. We've read all their studies, we've bought all their programs, we've researched all this stuff, and the difference is, you know, we have the education to stand here and be able to analyze it and provide you with answers, synthesized answers, so that you don't have to spend all your time researching the same answers and reinventing the wheel. Because this isn't something that you can't learn on your own. Did you see the way BJ just rattled off how we're going to do double leg, single leg, all of that, alternate with upper body and lower body, and end with the core? So if we're hitting those five exercises in that sort of order over and over and over again, we're doing it because we've tested a system and it works. So I think enough said there. Unless you've got anything else to add, BJ, I'll go ahead and move on to the next slide.
Let's move on.
Great. So just continuing forward with the rapid fat loss methods, we talked about EPOC. This is really the same point, creating oxygen debt. If you're not huffing and puffing, if you're not breathing your hardest on every workout, then you simply didn't try hard enough. Okay? If you have an injury or something that's stopping you from being able to hit that level of intensity that's really holding you back, that's a different story. But if you're here and you're not doing everything within your ability to not be able to breathe, I mean, you're working that hard, you're making a mistake when it comes to fat loss. You need that kind of oxygen debt. When you see me demonstrate in these videos and personal video boot camp as you get into month one and two and three, you're going to see a common trend as BJ and I go head-to-head, as we're competing on workouts to get better and better and more effective for you guys. You're going to see a common trend. We get out of breath. We're trying really hard. It's not that we're out of shape. We work out every single day. This is what we do for a living. This is how you work out. If we can't lead by example, we can't lead at all. The other thing is, you got to perform cardio interval training, and I know that there is one expert in the field when it comes to this that stands above all the rest, and that's BJ, so please take over for me.
You got it, Manuel. Pretty much, our trademark rapid fat loss system is this. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we do bodyweight-based circuit training. You know, exercises like push-ups, lunges, squats, those types of movements. We'll incorporate some bands, some dumbbells, but you know, we really want to give the look that people are really looking for, which is men's health, women's health. And you get that from using your body. You look at the body of the gymnast, you look at the body of, you know, stop-and-go athletes. They all have lean, sexy physiques. So why not train like an athlete? And that's kind of our approach. Now, on Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday, okay, we do cardio interval workouts. So pretty much we're doing some form of interval training 6 days a week, but we're alternating between the exercise mode, if you will. So on the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're going to be incorporating those bodyweight movements, those classic resistance training movements. And then on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, we'll incorporate the, you know, traditional cardio movements or even, you know, bodyweight-based cardio exercise that you guys can do at home. So not only are you going to be getting the videos showing and just making those workouts dummy-proof, driving that workout, showing exactly what to do for the strength training workouts on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're going to give you guys the workout news soundtracks that tell you when to start, stop, give you countdowns and updates, again, to drive your cardio workouts. You can do these, you know, in the gym on a cardio machine. You can do them at home, doing exercises like jumping jacks, stationary running. You know, there's a bunch of different cardiovascular exercises you can do at home. But pretty much, it's a 1-2 punch. Resistance training, cardio interval training, you know, done in the sequence. Not only does the cardio interval training workout amplify the fat loss, it provides some built-in recovery between those resistance training sessions. And I can tell you this, when I have been the least sore in my entire life on a regular basis, it's when I do these six workouts a week, and then I also do a mini workout later in the day, kind of a quick Tabata type workout, 4 minutes, and I'm never sore, just because there's constant blood flow, there's constant, you know, driving of oxygen nutrients to your muscles and down to the repair process, and it just, these two really feed into each other, and, you know, that's the package we're bringing to the table. It's this 1-2 rapid fat loss training punch. You're getting the best of both worlds, and you don't have to worry about getting bulky. Okay, don't worry about the bulk. A lot of women worry about the bulk. Again, we're training using your body weight. You know, we're not adding too much resistance. In most cases, the females will use, you know, dumbbells in 8-15 pound range for those exercises. You know, bands, again, resistance bands lend well to the conditioning versus, you know, the idea of gaining a whole lot of size. And guys, again, you know, 20-30 pound dumbbells will dominate you in these exercises. So that's the emphasis.
That's great. Thanks so much. And I mean, I think that if you took nothing else away, there's just, if you would have just written down what BJ just said and followed it, I don't even think you'd need us. And I hate to say it, but really, I mean, just listen to this stuff. These are all of the answers that you need right now. Now, seeing the exercise, hearing the music, getting ready to go, that's what really makes this doable and makes it just actionable tomorrow. But if you just listen and you program yourself the way that BJ just said, with a 4-minute Tabata in the middle of the day, with 6 days a week of working out, of really keeping moving all the time, you're going to get better results, you're going to feel better, and I mean, just all around, you're going to enjoy exercise more as a result. It's the sort of thing that you really miss when you don't come back. So if you heard nothing else there, hear this. Take action. Start moving, and move more every single day. If you can make that a habit, if you can teach your body to crave exercise, then you're going to hit whatever fat loss result that you could possibly want. When it comes to describing environmental factors and rapid fat loss, I think that I always feel sort of funny talking about this, because there are people that are extremely receptive to this sort of thought, and there are people that are, well, the opposite. And I used to be on the other side. I used to not be receptive to this stuff at all, but I've learned my lesson, and I hope that I can teach you one as well if you're not already receptive to this. Pay attention to the energy in your surroundings, and by energy I don't mean, my ability to stand up out of a chair. I mean, like, the vibe. I mean the way that it feels around you. There are gyms that you can walk into, there are houses or condos or wherever you're going to work out where you walk in and suddenly you feel low in energy. I don't know if there's a better way to describe this than when you're walking down a dark alley and you feel comfortable next to one person and uncomfortable next to the next. And you just feel like you have to look away and turn away. That's bad energy. And the good energy is when you can't help but pick your head up and smile. Get around those people. Surround yourself with them. One thing that I really want to drill home is create a positive environment for exercise, and you positively will go back. That's just all it is. If you really seek positive environments all the time, let's say all the hassles around your life right now, those that love work really want to go. Those that go to work and there's a complaining staff around them and other employees that are driving them nuts, they never want to come back. Okay, and every day is a drag. If you create an exercise environment where that's even the beginning of your exercise program, you're always going to feel like you're missing something, and it's always going to feel like a chore. But when you listen to BJ and I talk about exercise, do you hear the excitement? Do you hear the passion? I mean, I find myself having to slow myself down after working since 6 a.m. today till I guess almost 8 p.m. now, because I'm getting so flared and excited about this stuff. And it's not just that I have more energy than everybody else. It's that I really, truly get excited about exercise. And there's a way to do this. It's creating a positive energy in your surroundings. So if you're exercising alone at home, put on your favorite music or TV show. It's okay to be a little bit distracted in the beginning. And when it comes to music, and having the right energy, this is where we are so lucky to have Topher, and it's not just in this department, but in particular. See, he has got this incredible taste for music that just keeps you moving. Every time there's a beat, you just want to keep going. I've been exercising to the personal video boot camp videos for, I guess, about 6 weeks now, because I just love it. It's not that I don't know my own exercise program, or that I couldn't put on satellite radio at my office or something like that and listen to that, or my favorite CD, or put on my iPod and listen to something else. It's because I love it. It's because the music's incredible. It's because it keeps me moving every single time. DJ, have you noticed a really big difference? I mean, obviously, you're the creator of Workout Muse, but isn't music everything when it comes to working out?
You know what, man? There's no good workout without good music. I mean, I'll tell you what, the same 50-10 interval routine we're talking about, 50 seconds on, 10 seconds off, 5 exercise circuit, I used to do it to a watch, and all I would hear is my heart just about to crack out of my head. It's so boring. There's no motivation. And I used to run sessions, where I would just literally look at the watch and then the watch, give updates. And, everything has changed for my boot camps since incorporating this in this kind of music interval training system that drives the workouts. Because, again, if anybody reads Men's Health or Women's Health, every single month you look inside those little facts, those little tidbits they give, there's always a study in there, a new study showing that music helps performance. Okay, it helps reduce the perceived exertion. When you're cranking awesome inspirational music, that's driving the workout, you don't realize how hard you're working. Okay, you can't really hear the heartbeat as much. I mean, you don't realize that you really allow yourself to just get lost in the actual exercise, which is what you want. You want to just totally just lock into it. Besides reducing perceived exertion, it helps improve actual performance in a work set. I mean, a recent study I saw in Men's Health this past month was it helps increase leg press repetitions. Listening to music, not listening to music. Again, there's something that happens, an inspiration. And again, it's got to be the right music. And what Topher does is he puts together the appropriate sound elements, the music elements. He creates original music from scratch and also rhythmic accompaniments that just make you go. And one thing I can tell you, and this is just being honest about it, okay? Since we've implemented workout music into our camps, all right, and I've heard this, all over the world from other bootcamp professionals that use our system, clients get more reps every single set. They take less rest between every single set. Because, again, it's pushing you. It's saying next exercise in 5, 4, 3 versus just kind of moseying over to the next set. Everything changes once you put on these tracks. One thing I will warn you is do not start this unless you intend to continue, because your workouts will always suck after this. I guarantee that if you don't do them again.
That's the absolute truth. I've tried working out without this stuff on now, and I swear, I just miss it. I go and find it. I did the same thing today. Middle afternoon, I had a cancellation. I went to go for my workout, because that was the only time I could fit it in today, and I found myself back in my computer getting personal video boot camp and putting it on. I love this stuff. It just keeps you moving. It allows you to have fun and stop the think work. For the love of God, you made it to the gym. Relax for a little bit and work out. Take your mind off of everything. Let us do the work for you. It really should be that easy.
No, Dr. K, we touched on it. It's exactly what I think. One of the biggest problems right now is there's so much crap out there, so much misinformation. There's this paralysis by analysis. And, you know, let us take care of this for you. You know, you're thinking about so many different things in your life, paying your bills. How are you going to pay the next mortgage? You know, am I going to lose my job? Where am I going to get the next food? You know, whatever. Everybody's dealing with stuff right now. Economy's struggling. Everybody's struggling. Whatever. Let us do this for you. You know, there's enough stress in your life. Let working out, like getting results, improving your body, improving your sex appeal, you know, let us take care of that for you. That's all. I'm just trying to make this as simple for you as possible. You go to the gym, you're not going to know what to do. This has taken us years to put together, and honestly, and Dr. K, I'm sure, will back me on this. The more we learn, the more confused we are. Because again, that's just how it works. If fitness is a young industry, it's growing, we're also just trying new things. It is extremely, it can be a black hole. I think with exercise, it's a black hole. People just don't know what to do. They don't know what's optimal. Let us drive your workouts for you. Allow yourself to see the results you deserve.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, this is about simplification and optimization. If you can simplify your life, if you can let us take the grunt work out of this and tell you exactly what works, and we've proven works, and then, you know what? Let's just say, for whatever reason, in 6 months from now, I disagree with myself right now, and I think there's something better. The coolest part is, every single month, I'm coming out with the best stuff I have, and so is PJ. And that's why we've actually set up Personal Video Bootcamp in such a way that every month you'll be getting a workout from me, and you'll be getting a workout from PJ. Of course, with the musical accompaniment of Topher, which is awesome and keeps you moving. But this way, you're getting new and fresh ideas. And in a sense, in sort of a joking way, PJ and I have gone back and forth, and we've said, cool, this will be like a little competition where we always have to one-up each other to be able to provide the best content out there for you guys. And really, let us go do the work. Let BJ come out with a better workout than me so that I have to get back and research and try new things and then come out with that for you. Let me test the stuff, give it to you, and then it's done. Okay, when you have questions, find a single resource, or two resources in this case, that you can ask the questions to. And if we don't know the answers, let us go find the answers. At least when we're sifting through all the scientific jargon and talking to all the fitness pros that we're friends with out there on the online industry that maybe are or maybe are not responding to your emails and stuff like that, at least we can get a hold of them. At least we can ask the methodologies behind what they're doing, and then we can implement them if they're truly superior. That's it. It's not a matter of confidence or pride. This is just simply the best so far. That's it. I really don't have another way to explain it. There's no way that we would even dare put our names on a product right now with so many great things out there unless we came out with an idea that's better than the rest. And that idea is saving you time and getting better results. I also believe when it comes to finding environmental factors that are really going to increase your rapid fat loss results, the convenience factor is huge. Making exercise portable to the point where it's downloadable to an iPod and you can carry it with you to the gym allows you to exercise either at home or in a gym or in a park or anywhere else you want to. I think one of the biggest limitations that you'll find right now is that DVDs on exercise allow you to exercise at home, and gym programs typically have to be ebooks because you can't really carry them with you to the gym. Although you're starting to see a trend of more video being done in the fitness industry, I don't believe that anybody's come out with anything to this point that you can just press play, listen to, and work out with. I believe that the convenience factor, not prepping your workouts, not having to drive too far to the gym and back, not having to read through a manuscript every time that you're exercising, all those things are really going to contribute to ultimately your motivation to go. Because let's face it, it only takes a small hair of motivation or demotivation to take you away from the gym. And it's not easier for us. I'm tempted by the same pizza you're tempted by, okay? I'm just as tempted to skip my workout today as you are. It really is no different. I mean, sure, I've formed a stronger habit. I'm more likely to miss it, but I'm just as tempted. So if I don't have the convenience of working out, if I haven't created an environment that makes exercise convenient, I'm less likely to follow through with it. BJ, do you have anything to add on that? Any suggestions of workout environments for them?
You know, I think you're touching on something that's pretty important, too. Again, you know, what happens when people try to work out on their own, you know, this is not for everyone. I want to make this very clear, too. this is not for everyone, okay? You gotta, I mean, this is for a special type of person who is willing to put in the work and really push themselves. And it's looking for a blueprint that works and is sick and tired of searching and finding nothing but crap and guarantee, false guarantees, okay? This is not for someone who likes to work out comfortably or likes to miss workouts or really doesn't have desire to do this with consistency, okay? This is for someone who believes in themselves, is willing to put themselves as their number one priority this year to make the change they need to make in their life. Because again, you're your business. You're everything. The better you get, everything else in your life will be better. I guarantee you that. You know, if you're trying to rise up the corporate ladder, the better you look, the better the chances of that happening. Again, you know, people can say, oh, that's, you know, it should be about health. It's not supposed to be superficial. It is what it is. Perception is reality. You look better. You're in better shape. You'll have more opportunities, okay? Whether to get a new job or to make more money at that job. So, you know, you got to really figure out what you want to do. If this is something, if fitness is an important priority in your life at this moment, okay, follow a proven blueprint. It works, okay? If you're just someone who's just unsure, not really sure, you know, what to do or just, you know, looking for a quick fix, this is not the program for you. And you probably should buy another book, and you'll buy another one in about a month anyway. So figure out where you're at, because we want highly motivated people that want to make changes. And you know, again, we talked about energy. Dr. You talked about, you know, surroundings. We feed off energy, okay? I've been in rooms before where there's just, you know, just dead and dead fish. And I have trouble giving a speech because you can't really get the energy going. So we want people that are just freaking motivated, just want to make changes, because again, that's going to make us put out better workouts. We thrive off that as trainers.
You know, PJ, I'm really glad that you said that. And I hope that nobody takes this coldly, but it really is what it is. If you aren't ready to dedicate yourself to change, there's no better way to put this. There's no sugarcoating way of doing this. Just don't join. You're going to affect the other people in personal video boot camp through your comments, through your suggestions, through your feedback, and our responses to it. You're going to affect us, and we want to be able to have the best effect on everybody who's truly serious about making a change in their life. So it's not that I am telling you, you know, that you just deserve nothing, and you shouldn't be able to exercise if you're not really ready to make a change in your life. I mean, that's a personal decision and a personal choice, but what I am telling you is, now's not the time for us. There are plenty of other programs to help you get started, books to read, diet programs out there, all kinds of things that you probably have done or will do in the future, and I encourage you to get started with that stuff. When you're looking for a real answer that's guaranteed to work and somebody that's willing to pay attention to you and listen to your concerns and help you lose those 10 pounds that won't just go away, I just got a question about that, for example, you know, that would be the person. That would be the opportunity where you're going to want to come speak to us, where you're going to want to join our program and allow us the opportunity to help make sure that you get the results that you're looking for. And that's the social support component. You know, if you don't go out and announce to everybody your goals, then you're making yourself less accountable. If you don't find somebody, I encourage every person on this call to go out. And from a purely selfless standpoint, I encourage you to go find between one and four more people to do this with you. Okay? You guys can all get your own, do it together, log them together. You guys can all do it at the same time together. I don't care and I won't know. But go out there and find the camaraderie. Start your own mini boot camp. Get together and make this stuff rock. I got together with my brother and his wife, and I ended up doing some of the personal video boot camp with them over Christmas break, Christmas holiday, and they loved it. You know what they did? They went up to their in-law's place, my brother's in-law's place, and their whole family did it together. What do you think the chances of exercising are if everybody in your surroundings can't wait to do it with you? What do you think your chances of goal achievement are if you tell everybody around exactly how much weight you're going to lose? Not only that, but how it's going to make you feel. Because the next time they see you and that time has passed, you're going to feel accountable to them. Let's face it, social support counts. And when you tell us that you're going to hit a goal, when you tell us you really want it and you're ready for a change, we're going to hold you to it. We're really going to hold you to it, and we're going to make sure you get it. I mean, that's it. You guys are walking billboards for us, and we care. We really, really do care. You know, seasons can change. Motivation can change in the winter or summertime. Let's get rid of that possibility of your environment, and let's create an environment that's consistently productive for you.
Yeah, just to touch a little bit further on that. I mean, collectively, Dr. Kane and I have worked with thousands of people, okay, and you can go on our website and see the results of the people we worked with. You know, again, that's not the point of this webinar, okay? But we've worked with a lot of different people. The common trend is that people that get results, they want it, and they're willing to do whatever it takes. That could be a 300-pound person. That could be someone who's trying to lose the last 5 pounds of stubborn fat on the hips, thighs, or lower abs, okay? Doesn't matter where you're at. We've got the customizations, the different exercise levels that you can participate with. So basically, you're all doing the same workout, but based on your current fitness level, you'll be doing the right exercise for you. And that's the benefit of working with a physical therapist who does this for a living, does it very, very well, okay? And then a boot camp instructor who works with a lot of people at once, knowing exactly what exercise progressions are needed to make sure everybody can work out in the same group. And I've worked with anywhere from high schoolers to seniors in the same workout before, and it works, and it works for everyone. So, you know, if you have a positive mental attitude and you want to eliminate all the negativity in your life and make changes today, this is the right program for you. If not, hopefully you learned some important stuff from today's webinar, but this probably isn't the right fit for you. So, but you know, again, we're looking forward to getting the people that want it in there because, man, are they going to change. It's going to be ridiculous.
You know, BJ, you just brought up a really good point about age. This is something I've received a lot of emails about, lots of questions with Lift Hard, Play Hard, and also with Personal Video Bootcamp now. I'm receiving tons of questions with this stuff in terms of age group that this is appropriate for. You said that you've worked with people in high school all the way up to seniors or older adults. I've had the same experience, and here's my take in terms of older adults saying, oh, you know, that's too much for somebody that's a senior citizen. If you're listening and you're a senior citizen or you're getting close, please heed this advice. When I lived in Europe, when I lived in Spain, what I noticed was the older adults were out in the streets till 2 and 3 and 4 a.m. walking for 10 hours before on a day of a festival. And I questioned for the first time in my life, I said, shouldn't they be indoors? They're older. And then it hit me like a brick in the face. What I found out right then and there was, you know what? It's more important to exercise as you get older. You have a stronger obligation to take care of yourself because, truly spoken, there is a certain amount of decay process that's going on, and you have to actually make up for it now. You get away with a lot more stuff when you're younger. It's great to build that foundation and to live from that foundation for the rest of your life. But as you get older, please understand this one point. You have an increased obligation to exercise. I worked in a geriatric specialization facility in Miami, Florida, and geriatrics is like the study of older people, right? And the average age in this facility was 79 years old. You would not believe, this is the top geriatric facility in the entire country, you would not believe the exercises we had them doing. The same darn exercises we're going to have you guys doing. The same stuff, because that's how they got results, and that's how they felt better and more alive and like they were 20 years younger. So the choice is, if you're 40 and want to feel like 20, are you going to do what it takes? If you're 60 and want to feel like 40, you get the idea. So please, no matter what your age, don't give up. If you're young, build the foundation. Live from that forever. Develop a healthy heart. If you're older, you know what? Now's the time to really take action on your health and make sure that you're in a safe program with people that know what they're talking about. I mean, with that said, this is our grand opening of Personal Video Bootcamp. Get ready for the world's best virtual bootcamp. I said it on this slide, and I'll say it again. This is where the game changes in fitness. We have actually developed a system at this point where you press play on your iPod once. You download this workout to your iPod. Every month you get two of them, and you get some cardio workouts to go with it. You press play on your iPod, and that's it. You watch the video, you listen to the music, and you do what it says. That's it. You get the exercises demonstrated with perfect form, repetitively, time after time after time, which is better than a live trainer, because when you've ever been with a live trainer, have you seen him just demonstrate the exercise over and over again? It's better than a boot camp, because you're looking at half the people around you doing it wrong. Here, you only see a fitness professional doing the exercises that they've asked you to do, and you see it with perfect form. The music keeps you moving. You press play once. The video tells you what to do. There's audio overlay. It tells you when you're halfway there. It tells you when there's only 5-10 seconds to go. It tells you when to start back up and exactly how long to rest. The music even stops when it's time for you to rest to let your heart rate calm down for that brief time period before you ramp back up. I am so excited about this because I know what a difference it's going to make for so many people and so many lives. And, you know, I get thrilled with this from the developmental process of it, from, you know, just the new technology around, from being able to reach out to so many people across the world. But what really gets me is knowing the results that are going to happen, knowing the way people's lives are going to change, and knowing the fact that I've been so lucky to find two people like BJ and Topher that are the perfect match to be able to complement every single one of my weaknesses and vice versa, to be able to develop a program that's never been done and nothing like this has ever been done before.
perspective, I think, helps too. What you guys are getting is literally what people pay in my boot camp $200 a month to get. And we're offering for $19.97 per month. Under $20. The exact same programming that people pay $200 a month for in our camps. Again, it's not for everyone. It's for the highly intrinsically motivated person who is looking for a blueprint to do it on their own, to save themselves money, to have the added convenience of doing this at home, naked if you want. If you want to do this naked, go ahead. Just don't tell me about it. Do the workout at home traveling on a hotel. You can do it on a plane if they allow that. Okay? You can do it anywhere. It's your go anywhere fitness solution. You'll never find a more affordable answer than this. I guess obviously I'm a little bit biased, but I don't think you'll find a better program for your buck than this.
I can't agree more. I'm not here for a hard sell, guys. I am just telling you everything straight from my heart. I know PJ's doing the same. This is not about money. This is about your health. This is about finding the right program and people you can trust. If it doesn't sound like you can trust us, if you're in any way hesitant, I encourage you, don't do it. Find somebody you can. Create that positive environment. But we are here to be honest with you. We are real people that really care about you and want to ensure the best possible results. You know, PJ talked about different rates. People are spending all that money with him in person. The same's true with me. I really don't do much of the boot camp environment. You know, it depends on the session that you're seeing with me. It's between $125 and $250 for an hour. And here you go. You get the entire year for the cost of an hour. I mean, I don't even know why my clients aren't screaming at me right now for putting out something like this. But the truth is, they care, they've seen the results, and they're excited that there's people like you out there that are going to be able to get the results like they have. That's really what it comes down to. We are planning to launch this January 9th, so it's just a few days away. We're working on the final touches. We're doing some final editing to some of the videos, making it just perfect for you guys, making sure the website's up and running and there's no errors. I know there have been a couple of issues with the Macromedia player, the Flash player, for those of you who got the 12 Days of Fitness workouts. What we've done is we've made them all downloadable to MP4 or iPod formats. You can see them in iTunes and download them to your iPod. That's a second solution in case you're having trouble viewing it. This is a problem with actually the Adobe Flash Player. I'm sorry. It's functioning on some computers and not others. We're working on transitioning it over so you can live stream it as well. But that will take us a little bit of time to get up. Don't worry. The videos will be there and able to be played in one format or another so that it's compatible and easy for you. But I did want to address that concern because I knew it was something that came up in the past. PJ and I and Topher have been discussing 200 spots maximum. Our goal with that, this is not a number that's dead set in stone. We're still sort of debating whether or not we can kick that number up or down a little bit. We're really taking a look at the volume of emails we're getting right now, the amount of customer service we're having and client feedback and being able to deliver the best possible result for you starting immediately. So 200 spots max is it's a rough number. That number might be 225. It might be 175. We will let you know before it launches. We just need to have another conference call to be totally honest with you. We just wanted to get this to you as soon as possible. We wanted this to launch immediately following the new year, and every day counts because I know it counts for you. So, you know, we're going to have to limit the number, and it's important that you understand the reason is to deliver better service to you. I'm sure you're wondering if you don't get in the first round. There's at least, I think, 15,000 people that will be introduced to this program, so hopefully there is a spot for you. If you don't get in the first round, you might be wondering, will we open up again? I think almost surely. But I don't know how long it's going to be, and I don't know how long we'll be open for. Based off of the feedback and demand that we're seeing so far, hopefully, with, you know, all fingers crossed, we got 200 new people looking to get incredibly healthy and lose tremendous amounts of fat starting within an hour or two of our launch on January 9th. BJ, did you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, basically, the reason that Dr. K and I have had a lot of success in our own rights are that we retain with results. So part of the way we do that is we know exactly what we need to do, and then part of that is starting with a small focus group. I mean, 200 might seem small, but, you know, it might seem large, but it's actually a small group compared to the interest level we have for this. We just want to over-deliver to that group and give them as much of us as we can, get them results, get them ahead of the game, and then once we have this streamlined and automated the way we want it to, we'll open it up for more people. But again, that might be a long way down the road. You don't know. So you want to take advantage of that spot. And again, the people that are going to take advantage of that spot are going to be the people that realize literally it's giving up one lunch a week out to make that $20 payment to get the best results ever for your body, for your life. So I can't wait to work with those 200 people or whatever the number that we decide to be the final maximum. We will close the doors and they will not open again for a good amount of time. So I guess the choice is yours. whether you want this now or you want to wait later, and maybe you wait later and then you just forget about us and it doesn't happen anyway. So think about where you're at and how bad you want this, and those 200 spots or whatever spots are agreed on, they're going to get the best of us.
That's it, guys and gals. You heard him. You heard the man. This really, I almost wish our timing were just slightly different when gas came down in price, because the $20 a week would have been gas right there, and that would have been for the whole month. So I know that I know the economy might seem tight or this or that, but you know what? When you're healthier, you feel better, you achieve more, and everything else falls into place. Trust me when I tell you that 100% of my personal training clients are increasing their income as we speak, as they've gotten in better shape. I know it sounds strange, but there is a direct link. Not only are they increasing their income, but they're increasing their sexual activity. This is a topic that most people don't feel comfortable touching upon, but listen, in my field, in my profession, it's something I talk about all the time, and I can tell you that there's greater variety of position, there's greater energy, there's greater spousal drive, there's just plain and simple greater libido, and you know what's going to happen next. Your spouse, your boyfriend, or girlfriend, or significant other is most likely going to want to do this with you, and that's the amazing part about having a program at home. Why wouldn't they just do it with you as soon as they want to? You know, that's double the cost for everybody that comes in person, but with you guys, you just do it together. It's that easy. In this situation, you are going to have a workout every month from a doctor of physical therapy, and you're going to have a workout every month from a world-renowned boot camp guru. I don't mean to just speak over and over and over again credentials, but I want to make sure that you understand the opportunity that we're presenting you with right now, today, and this week. This could be you as you take a look at your screen. I mean, look at these tremendous results. We really are here because we care, and we're here to help you achieve your fat loss goals. In 30 days from now, you could look at yourself in the mirror, and you could honestly wonder why so many years have passed with so little change. And just wonder, if you had all those answers, how would you have felt 5 years ago? All of your joint pain can be gone or on its way out. Your body can be changing for the better every single time you're in the gym. You'll be able to get away with eating more foods that you like and sacrificing less stuff. You're going to be able to feel like you again and have energy the way you did when you were a kid. These are the sorts of promises we're making you. And it all comes down to one single item on your part, and that's taking action.
I want everybody to look at the upper left-hand corner of that slide.
Hang on, let me just go back there for a second, BJ. Sorry about that.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Let me know when you're there.
Okay. I'm there.
All right. Take a look at the guy upper left-hand corner, all right? That is, his name is Paul Lund. I met him almost a year ago to the day. We did this Get Sexy Milwaukee Transformation Contest. He lost 34 pounds the first 30 days. Lost 80 pounds in 20 weeks. He is now a trainer for us. He was so blown away by the transformation, he now works for us. And he wants to spread the love and give it to other people just like that. But look at his face in that first picture. He is miserable. I mean, is there anybody on this call that feels that way right now about their body? I know I used to when I was overweight. I hated the way I looked. I never looked in the mirror. I showered in the dark. I wouldn't take my shirt off in public. I know how much that sucks. And so does Paul, okay? And then look at him, 80 pounds lighter, to the right. Damn sexy. We call him the sexy man beast. That's the difference, okay? The difference is, he didn't know what to do. We gave him a blueprint, followed it, he gave us everything he has. Now he's teaching other people how to do it. That's what you could achieve. You look at the guy on the right, CEO of Cost Stereophones, Michael Cost, all right? Lost 105 pounds of fat. 105 pounds of fat. 54 years old. You look at the bottom left hand. It's Dr. Kate Havens. She works at menopausal women. She's actually postmenopausal, 55 years old. You can tell. I mean, look at the hips. We joke now because she had some junk in the trunk. Look at that first picture. There's some bulging going on there. The junk in the trunk is gone. Only the good junk is left over. All the extra junk that wasn't needed is gone. So, 55 year old female. Okay, the demographic that has the hardest time losing weight, getting rid of stubborn fat. It works. Let us help you just like we help them.
You know, thanks so much for sharing that, BJ, and we're really grateful to all these people for sharing their stories. Hearing that transformation story of turning into a trainer has really sort of inspired a new thought for me. And for any of you that are really considering this program, I'm going to challenge you right now once you join. And I'm going to challenge you right now, and I want you to keep in the back of your head, and please do this. I'd like for you to do this. When you have a transformation like this in your first 30 days, I want you to take a video of yourself and the moment that you actually notice that this is the new you, and I want you to send it to me, and I will post it for thousands and thousands and thousands of viewers to share in your emotion on my YouTube channel, and I'm sure that BJ would be happy to do the same. You know, if you have your own, I encourage you, put it out there. Like I said, put out the intention of losing weight, of feeling better, and getting more healthy, and share it with the world and all of your surroundings, and I guarantee you, you will see more and more and more of it. When these stories become you, you will have an opportunity to share the emotion and the gratitude and the just insane, incredible feeling of accomplishment with everybody around you and as many people as you would like. So I challenge you right now to mark a day on your calendar, 30 days from January 9th, when you are going to take a video of yourself, and I want you to be able to share in your excitement with us and everybody else around us that's considering for the first time making this sincere of a difference in their lives. Would you be willing to put that up on your channel too, BJ?
Whatever it takes, man. Absolutely.
All right. All right. I mean, we really just care, guys. Now, for the good part, are you guys ready for the winners? We've got two people that we're raffling off here for a full year of personal video boot camp, and I know that you've been waiting, and I respect your time. I know we're running a little bit over here, so let's get right to it. I'm just going to pick two people at random from my screen here, and let's see. We've got a Doug Sisson. Please get in touch with us. Send me an email at drk@globalfitnessllc.com, or I'm sure you can reply from the invitation to this. If you just send me an email, it's Doug Sisson. You have won an entire year of personal video boot camp on us. We are very, very glad to have you on this call, and we're psyched to be able to help you out. Let's see. Looking down the line here, we've got, let's see, that was a male. Let's choose a female. I've got Liz O'Beirne. I hope I'm not mispronouncing your name. Liz O'Beirne, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. We are thrilled to help you achieve the new body of your dreams. You've also won an entire year of personal video boot camp. So thanks so much for joining us. And that's all I've got. BJ, do you have anything else for everybody?
I'll just get after it. Let's get started.
All right, I can't wait. Oh, hey, before you guys go, in the next week, we are going to be putting out a ton more great content, just getting you guys excited, sharing in the emotion and all the excitement. Please tell anybody in your surroundings what we're up to, what we're doing here. Please send them over to my blog. It's lifthardplayhard.com/blog. That's lifthardplayhard.com/blog. We'll be in touch with you again soon. This is just going to be totally promotional content. This is a grand opening week. We're thrilled to have you on board, and we can't wait to get started. So thank you so much for joining us, and have a great night.